Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 10th of September. Geopolitics has again hit the headlines, but has had a muted impact as far as markets are concerned. Israel's airstrike in Qatar has seemed to move the oil price only a little. This is not something that is expected to change the dynamics of the oil market a great deal. Apparent Russian drone incursions into Polish airspace and Poland's retaliation is similarly being regarded by investors as a confined incident. Meanwhile, France has another prime minister, Le Cornu. Markets do not seem willing to bet on any significant change in policy as a result. The risk for the French economy is that the policy uncertainty engendered by the political game of musical chairs is something that causes businesses to delay taking decisions. It's policy uncertainty in the United States that, arguably, has been the most significant drag on economic activity to date. China's official price data was weaker than expected, with producer and consumer prices both comfortably in deflation territory in August. However, the drop in consumer prices was led entirely by a sharp decline in food prices. The nature of food supply means that changes in food prices are not often symptomatic of wider imbalances in the economy. As a large part of the household budget, food matters economically in China, but a sharp decline in food prices is not necessarily a signal of an economy-wide problem. It should not, perhaps, be characterized as the sort of deflation that requires an urgent policy response. The producer price numbers were unchanged on the month, which is in line with government policy objectives. The United States will be offering official price data in the form of its producer prices for August. Producer prices are, of course, an entirely domestic matter. It is the price of products leaving factories located in the United States. Although, inevitably, given the complexity of modern supply chains, these factories are likely to utilize imported components. As US manufacturers hold inventory for about 3 months, this August data should start to reflect the consequences of the price of inventory acquired after April. More aggressive stockpiling may delay some of those price consequences, of course. Economists will be spending quite a bit of time in the details of these numbers rather than necessarily focusing on the headline. For the Federal Reserve, the issue around price data is not the inflation rate per se, but whether there are signs of a more enduring inflation. The Beige Book cited instances of both price stickiness and profit-led inflation, the former occurring when prices do not fall, when economic circumstances might justify a decline, and the latter occurring when companies exploit a widely held narrative to increase profit margin. Either of those pricing issues would be a concern for the Fed, and while unlikely to influence the September rate decision, could have a bearing on how many rate cuts are likely to come over the course of this cycle. A US court has ruled that Fed Governor Cook should be allowed to continue performing their job, and this suggests that they will be voting at the September meeting of the FOMC. The negative revision to historical payrolls data yesterday should not of itself change the Fed's stance. It has a theoretical importance to econometric models, perhaps, but the fact is, whatever the employment rate was in the United States in 2024, that employment rate coincided with an inflation rate that was generally above 2.5%. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.